This life was all I ever wanted.
I'm not leaving. Not yet.
I was hoping you'd say that.
We gotta hit the streets, make some money.
People like us must destroy people like him. Buckle up.
Get Showtime free at Showtime.com.
My brother Jack.
Oh my God. We back.
Let's go. All the smoke.
Just getting started, baby. Just getting started.
Welcome back to another special quarantine edition of All the Smoke.
Yeah,
with myself and my brother Stack Jack. What's up, my guy?
All that good stuff. What's up, my brother?
How's Atlanta treating you?
Man, good, man. The weather's actually nice, man. Nice out here, man. What's up with you and the boys out there?
Man, Tony lied because it's raining like a motherfucker out here. You talking about it never rains in Southern California. Ain't been doing nothing but raining. I've been having to keep these motherfuckers in the house, man. I had them boxing last night. I wish I recorded. That shit was hilarious. But anyway, oh, man, all man. Is well, man. We got a special guest today, one of the best young talents the league has seen in a long time.
Baby Gorilla.
Man, a lot of our guests have already shouted him out, but let's introduce Ja Morant, man. Appreciate you coming on the show, my guy.
Appreciate y'all.
Good to have you, man. We spoke to shit. Lil Wayne shouted you out. D Wade shouted you out. Snoop shouted you out. Lou Will shouted you out. Gary Payton shouted you out. Like, you're making a real impression on some of the greatest players of all time. How does that feel at such a young age?
Man, it's kind of surreal, you know, growing up watching those guys and obviously listening to Wayne, and now you hear him talking about your game and how good you are. It's definitely a dream come true. It's what I work for and continue to work.
So how is lockdown quarantine life out there in Memphis for you and your family? How's everybody doing?
We're doing good. We just got to, you know, continue to find different stuff to do, man. It's tough not being able to have access to a gym and stuff, but we got to work with what we got. We're building a weight room in our garage, so we get a lot of work in there.
So I see your pops had a court back in the day. I remember when they were showing you in the draft combine, your pops used to put you all through all kinds of workouts. You guys got a court at the house? Your dad still be working you out?
We just got an estimate on the court this morning, so we're working on doing that. So right now we gotta do it without a basketball goes.
There you go.
Hey, your daddy can't wait to serve you, huh? That's why y'all get in the court. I don't think it's just to work you out. I think he'd be serving you too now.
nah, he ain't got it like that no more.
Your dad, a lot of people know your dad used to hoop. He played in high school at Ray Allen. We were talking off camera. He said he dunked on Jermaine O'Neal in high school. Yeah. Pops had game. So when did you finally start beating your dad? Because I know he held that above your head for a minute.
Probably late in my high school career. Before, like, if I get to scoring and get up, he used to just post me up every time. So it wasn't fair. But then afterwards, it was me getting the ball first, and then I don't let him get it back. So.
That was it. You're a new father, man. Tell us how that is. Jack and I are both. Jack got about 18 kids. I got 3 that I claim. how is it being a father, man?
Man, it's good. It's definitely a blessing. Being able to watch him, you know, grow, get big, and continue to do new stuff. That's one thing I'm loving about this quarantine right now, being able to be here with my fam.
Right.
Traveling a lot during the season. So, you know, I just got to take advantage of this time and continue to just watch over my daughter and do whatever I can to help her out.
That's what's up. We've seen you. You're active on social media a lot. I saw the other day when you did the TikTok when you dressed in your full uniform and came through the starting lineup, man. I think that's great, man. How active are you, and how much do you enjoy interacting with your fans on social media?
A lot. I mean, that's people who I play for, so. I had a lot of message requests, like make a TikTok, blah, blah, blah. And, during quarantine, man, it's not much you can do other than be on your phone and play video games. So sometimes I get on, play video games with fans, or just do TikToks to get some laughs in.
What's your video game game like? I saw you tweeted something that you said you ain't shit in video games.
Nah, I'm trash, man. I'm still learning.
Me too. I'm trash, yeah, too.
Yeah. Hey, I be seeing people, like, post their little Twitch videos. Man, if I go live, it'll be embarrassing. So I just keep it in the house, man.
Me too. Right, man, I'm straight against the computer. Now I get to play against the computer.
Yeah.
I'm nice. But as soon as I get online and start playing against everybody else, I don't even belong online.
And my teammates be hitting me up on Call of Duty and stuff, man. It don't look too good.
Yeah. See, that's better than I used to play video games all the time. Then I stopped. Now I got the twins at 11 years old kicking my ass and like doing little dances in front of me when they beat me. Like, if you don't get your little motherfucking ass away from me. They're out here whooping my ass and Madden and everything. But it's a blast. Like you said, I mean, we got to be creative during this time. And one thing that Jack and I both, you know, are joined to is the family time and being able to hang out with our kids and being able to interact with other people, man. I think it's been fun for a lot of us if you try to find a silver lining in this situation.
Yeah.
So you recently just had your own day in South Carolina. Talk to us about that, man. That's a tremendous honor, first and foremost. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Congrats.
Definitely, you know, something special, having my own day back home. Got the key to the city.
Nice.
I woke up that morning and everybody was in here getting ready for breakfast. And I was like, happy Ja Morant Day. And everybody looked back like, what are you talking about? And they remember the date. So it's just something to, you know, brag about. Still in competition with my dad a little bit. So he like it, but don't like it. So it's
that's definitely something to brag about. But let me give you some OG game. I got four kiddies. I mean, I got four keys to four cities and four states. And let me say that. Them motherfuckers don't open shit. Like, them motherfuckers don't open nothing. All right, it's good to have it. Hey, you can brag on them. You can brag on it, bro. You know what I'm saying? But they don't open a damn thing.
They don't open that.
He said, I got four keys and them bitches don't work at not one door.
In four cities and four different states, and they don't open nada.
Yeah, that's funny as shit. Tell me what it's like. I was talking to your dad last night. It's crazy. I met your dad at All-Star. And we started talking. He told me he was your father. I'm like, hold on, man. You look like you my age. How the fuck you got a son in the NBA already? So I kind of looked at him crazy. But we kind of been in contact since then, texting here and there. And we were talking about pretty much after 7 years in L.A., I got traded to Memphis. And it was a culture shock from a standpoint of basically being from California and playing a lot of my career in California. When I got to Memphis, people were polite and said hello and asked me how I was. And it was just such a shock to me because that's that Southern hospitality that I had never seen. You know what I mean? I'm coming from a place where motherfuckers just stare you down and give you dirty looks or don't say nothing. So to walk every single day, no matter what grocery store, picking up a pizza, wherever I'm going, people are polite and the Grizzlies are life out there. Talk to me about what that community has been for you, because I know that's one of the best fan bases in the game. The fans are very passionate. They're very down to earth and cool. How has that been for you, being this is your first introduction to the NBA?
It's been great. Like you said, everybody greeting you no matter where you at. It's something, you know, I'm kind of getting used to. My parents used to always make me, you know, introducing myself to people when we go places. But back home in South Carolina, we kind of had that. People who used to hate on you and give you that look. So you always had to watch your surroundings. So, I mean, being here, you know, it's kind of similar. I feel like that's why we're so comfortable, but everybody here makes you even more comfortable with how they greet you and try to bring you in. That's fair.
Yeah, hey, touch on this right quick. How important it is for you and how it helped you, you know, to stay focused on basketball by having both parents?
Man, it's big time. Even though sometimes, you know, me and my dad used to work out or whatever and, you know, kind of get into it. Having my mom there, you know, my dad throughout my career haven't said nothing positive about my game to me. So I always tell people like negative energy, it motivates me because my dad was my first hater. So
Yeah.
But anybody else say doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt having my mom there, you know, being able to pick me up, both being able to, you know, take care of the household and allow me to focus on what I need to do, which was school and basketball at the time. And also, you know, look after my sister. So it's definitely a blessing to have both parents in your life. I know some people wish they could. But what I love about my parents so much is that they even took in kids who not their kids. So right now we got three people in the house right now who not my parents' kids. That's just big time and just shows their character.
Yep, and God blessed you to bless them.
Absolutely, yeah. Man. To your pop's credit, I know you think it's hate, but being a father that coaches his kids, it's a weird way of love. It's love, motivation, it's driving you. But like you said, it still lights a fire under your ass, and that's what's been keeping you motivated up to this point. I want to talk a little bit about that because Jack and I kind of are in similar situations. Jack is in a situation where he says he can't coach his kids because the kids just want him to be like the homie. Right, Jack? I don't want to speak for you.
Yeah. Nah, you're right. You're exactly right.
Yeah. And then I coach my twins, you know, and I'm hard on them but try to find that silver lining. Tell me what that was like. You touched on it a little bit, but tell me what it was like growing up with your dad on you. Do you feel like he was overbearing? Was he... What was it like, and did that affect your relationship at all in a negative way?
Nah, I mean, you know, at first, at a younger age, it was kind of tough. Just hearing negative stuff like, nah, you ain't good yet, blah, blah, blah. It kind of, you know, make you think about your game sometimes at a young age. But as I got older, I started realizing, like, what he was actually doing. He was just preparing me for all the hecklers and all. So, I thank him for that, and he always used to tell me one thing he hated doing was coaching me. So whether it was AAU, middle school, he was never the head coach. He always been the assistant. I mean, he used to get mad sometimes. He used to tell me to go kill, but he know my game is pass first. So.
Unique. You touched on AAU, and I want to talk a little bit about that because you got a chance to play with – you know, to me, the two top players in last year's draft were you and Zion, and you guys played AAU together. Tell us what that was like.
Oh, man, it was crazy. Definitely wasn't a lot of losing. I mean, I think our first tryout for the AAU team, Zion was actually about to play his age group, but we was on the other end, and one of my big men from my high school team was dunking it. Him and Zion start having a dunk off, and next thing you know, Zion was on our team.
So Zion is younger than you?
Yeah, he's younger than me.
Okay.
So then after that, it's just going out there and hoop. Me and Zion actually wasn't the stars on the team. We had a guard who's at Ole Miss right now, Devontae Shula, who was probably averaging close to 30 in AAU, and then it was just one tournament where Shula missed, and me and Zion both probably averaged 30 that tournament. So,
And that was the beginning of the end for him.
Yeah.
Let's talk present day NBA. After not being highly recruited, not really even being a blip on the radar, going to a minor school, and then come tournament time, you start taking the world by storm. Tell me what that was like before you even got to the draft. Because like I said, you kind of not necessarily came out of nowhere because obviously some people knew about you, but I'm talking about the world really started finding out about you heading in to the tournament, and the rest is history.
Man, I got to start by saying like the beginning of my sophomore season, I told my dad that the world about to see the real Ja. And that was my goal, you know, just go out and prove myself. Having a great year, you know, winning our conference tournament and being able to make it to the tournament. I was just locked in on who my matchup was. We ended up getting Marquette, and me and my teammates, you know, and coaches prepared for it. And at that time, it's a big stage, and I love the bright lights.
Draft night, lottery pick. You're up there. You're shaking Adam Silver's hand. Is that something you always dreamed about, something you didn't know was possible? Walk us through that.
That's definitely something I dreamed about. It was my number one goal. obviously being, you know, under recruited, it kind of make you doubt yourself sometimes. So, I mean, the journey wasn't easy at all. It's a lot I went through that people don't know. But the people who was with me during that time, I just continued to work, you know, didn't allow myself to quit. And then eventually, you know, everything paid off. Coming to the draft, I think it was earlier that morning, I seen Adam Silver, and he went to give me a handshake. And I gave him a pound. I told him I need my handshake. I'm at the draft, so.
That's what's up.
Hey, sometimes being underrated and being overlooked help because, you know, yeah. I went through kind of the same thing. Like, it pushes you more, and you have a chip on the shoulder, especially long as in your exactly. heart and your mind, you know you belong, you know what I'm saying? And having other people yeah. saying that you don't, people overlooking you, looking like, man, I'm nicer than this fool. What, him? Okay, I'm going to show yeah. you. We motherfuckers like us need that, Ja. We need that. You know what I'm saying? Because we
exactly.
different. We 100%. We come from a different cloth. Everybody can't take that, but we need that. And that's one reason why I rock with you. I call you a baby gorilla because I love the way you play. I love when you walking on the court. You kind of like Russ. I don't care who it is, what's your name, where you from. I'm coming to kill you, point yeah. blank.
100%. Man, it breeds dogs, you know, being overlooked. Now, I mean, me being able to, you know, make it to the league, going through all that, you know, you have some guys who's going through it right now that's younger than me. So, you know, being able to tell my story to, you know, motivate them, give them confidence it just make me happy. Honestly, my dad used to tell me those stars, those rankings, none of that matter. I didn't play in mm-hmm. none of those McDonald's or none of that. And mm-hmm. look, so I mean, you still got a yes, lot sir. More work to do, though.
Yeah, I love that. So current day, man, what has your rookie year been like? I mean, obviously with this situation, obviously this pandemic, it was cut short, but you've been nothing short of spectacular, to say the least. You've taken the league by storm. You play like a dog. You out there dunking on centers. You out there getting your teammates involved. You out there knocking down big shots. You're everything. Once we found out about you, you've been everything and more, you know, as a spectator and a fan. What has it been like? What has your personal journey been like up to this point?
It's been smooth, you know, definitely not easy, you know, transitioning from 30 games to 82. Obviously, you got to count in traveling all the time. It's been tough. I feel like a lot of fans don't see actually what NBA players go
grind.
Through.
Right.
Yeah, they don't see all that. So all they see is when you on the court. So whether it's you working on your off day, practice, whatever, you know, you just got to continue to just take care of your body. I always tell myself that my body makes my money. I can't go out there with a bad body and be able to play. So that's one thing, you know, I keep in mind. Other than that, it's just going out there and hooping.
You said early on in March, obviously Zion missed the first chunk of the season. He came on strong, played well. You said early in March, you know, obviously everyone pretty much, I mean, you'd earned it, but everyone was saying you were the rookie of the year. Zion came on strong once he started playing. But I like the approach you took. You could really care less about the rookie of the year. Your whole tell the fans what your goal was coming into this season. It wasn't to win rookie of the year.
My goal was just to be better at the end of the season than I was at the beginning of the season. Coming in and making an immediate impact on my team and trying to win ball games. I feel like you can have as much stats as you want, but if you lose, all that kind of goes out the window. So I'd rather do the little things to help my team win than go out and, you know, stat chase.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? And another thing that separates you, you know, there's a lot of stars and there's a lot of guys that can be a star. But can't too many guys actually make everybody on their team better and lead an organization. I see that in you because you're willing to take on all roles, being a leader on the court as far as getting your teammates first, taking over in crunch times when it's time to take over, being that face of the team, all that. Organizations need that. Spurs needed a Tim Duncan. You know what I'm saying? The Lakers needed a Kobe Bryant. Yeah. All of them needed a face so they could start building an identity. And that's I see that's what Memphis doing with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, once again, another blessing. Being able to come here and they just, you know, speak highly of me and trust me to be that guy. I just try to go out and, you know, make everybody better, like you said. I just look to get my teammates involved, and eventually everything, you know, kind of opened up for me. Or if it's me attacking early, and then it opened up for my teammates. So it's basically just reading the defense.
You're one of the rare superstars that, you know, kind of to piggyback off what Jack said, was that it's whatever the team needs. So whether it be getting everybody going one night, whether it be taking over one night, to me, similar to, you know, obviously different playing styles, but mentality of a Magic Johnson, of a LeBron James, that you can really control and dictate the whole pace of the game, the whole outcome of the game. Who did you look up to growing up? Were that some players like that? Or tell us where you learned just that mentality of team first over numbers.
Man, it's a lot of guys, actually. I probably study every top guard that played the game. Some to just throw out there. I watch a lot of Nash. I watch a lot of Kidd. I study Penny, AI, you know, for that killer mentality. Growing up, AAU days, I was watching Kobe and Bron. Then watching Rondo with that Celtics team, how he was facilitating the offense, you know, and getting guys open looks. That's what kind of, you know, made me fall in love with passing the ball, just to be able to affect the game in so many ways. I feel like it makes you more dangerous.
You said a lot of high IQ players.
Yeah, and now it's just, you know, we have different guys in this league now who can do different things. Obviously, Russ, with everything he brings to the table. Curry, with how he affects the game, even if he doesn't have the ball. You got Dame. You got now Trae Young, Luka, those guys. It's a lot of talented guys who played this game and who's playing now. And I know a lot of people say you can't be friendly. I don't think it's friendly. It's just me, you know, trying to get better at my game.
Respecting, respecting the path. I like that.
Yeah.
You mentioned Russell Westbrook. A lot of people compare your game to his in a certain aspects. What has it been like playing against him? And then have you ever got a chance to talk to him and got any advice on him about just this game of life and hoop?
It's definitely been crazy, you know. Just watching him coming up. Everything he was doing when it was triple-double, averaging triple-double three straight years. He's definitely a tough guy. He doesn't care about who's on the floor, who's on the other side of the ball. He's going to be on go. So that's definitely a mentality I got. I think our first game, Houston came to us. I think we ended up losing late in the fourth quarter, and I talked to him after the game, and he was just telling me, you know, keep going. Keep being like the killer that I am, and just keep pushing and leading the team. So this definitely was one of those moments you'll be like, wow, you know, watching a guy, you know, grew up watching, and now you actually playing against him. So.
Who has been – I hear the baby girl crying. Somebody about to feed her. She's saying, oh, man.
Now she over here trying to talk, man.
Who up to this point, obviously you mentioned a lot of great players. Who was the one player when you finally play him, like, damn, I'm playing so-and-so? Who was that player for you?
Oh, man. I'll probably have to say Kyrie, because it was at the beginning of the season, you know, watching him and what he did in his career. I think it was like our third game of the season.
Y'all won that game, didn't y'all?
Yeah, we won at the buzzer, but it's like you get straight to it. And just watching him, how he was, I think he's one of the tough players to guard in this league.
Absolutely.
He got the ball on the string. He can knock down the shot. And, I feel like he's a great finisher, and he's not even over the rim. So, it's just a tough all around player. And, probably one of those guys. It was like, wow, like I'm playing against Kyrie.
Where did the goggles thing come from when you drop a dime and now you got you do the shit over your eyes, you got the whole team doing it? Where did that come from?
I mean, I used to do it at Murray my sophomore year, just not as much now. So once I kind of brought it and with the Grizzlies, it was like the fans started loving it. My media people kept asking me about it. So it kind of blew up.
You guys had one of my former teammates. Obviously, the end of the Golden State dynasty happened. You guys picked up Iguodala. And Jack and I know the business of basketball is a cold game. He came there, didn't play. Obviously, as young players, thinking like, I'm sure you guys had a certain mindset and thinking like, why is this guy not playing? He had a certain reason why he wasn't. Tell us what that was like, because at one point, you know, Dylan Brooks broke the silence and said what he said and completely understand it, you know, from a competitive player standpoint. And you actually... you and Steph Curry low-key went back and forth on social media about something not too crazy, but what was that experience like for your team, knowing his accolades and what he did in the past, and then he came to Memphis but didn't play?
Man, I'm a be 100 with you. Coming in when they said he was going to be on our roster, you know, I was very excited. Having a vet like that in the locker room with us, a guy who won in games. Me coming in my first year, I was looking forward to, you know, learning some stuff from him. And then hearing, like, he was saying he wasn't going to play with us or whatever happened. You know, like you said, it's a business. All different type of stuff go around. I was just like, wow. Basically, somebody said, like he said, we wasn't good enough. So in my head, it's like, all right, at that moment, you know, it is what it is.
Bro, we don't want you anyway, bro.
Straight up. They're like, we're going to, you know, play with what we got. I think it came out, Dylan said something, and then it was like, at that moment, it was out there now. So, you know, everybody started chiming in. Curry, it's just a lot of stuff, you know, was going on. Like I said before, I still got respect for those guys, still a fan of them, but, you know, it is what it is.
You riding with your teammates. Hey, let me tell you what you did, bro. You did what you was supposed to do, point blank. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what team I'm on. I don't care who said. The president could say it. You say something about me or anybody on my teammates, I'm going to say something. And you have to deal with that. Now, when I'm on another team and you say something about them, it's all good. But while I'm on this team, you're going to show some respect, bro. Yeah, you did right, bro.
Yeah, that's what I just feel like, man, we not taking no disrespect. You know, where I'm from, it's, it's one and all, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We ride for hours, so at that moment, that's what it was.
Yes, sir.
That's how it's supposed to be. Can you pinpoint possibly one defining moment up to this point in your career, whether it be a good game, a dunk on somebody, beating a team? Has there been one moment that's really stood out to you thus far in your rookie season?
He got some missed dunks in his career, Matt, that I wish I would even just got a chance to try. Yeah. Hey. I didn't even get a chance to try nothing like that in my career. I want one of his missed dunks. I just want one of the missed ones.
The one he almost shit on Kevin Love? That was who?
Crazy.
I got ahead. A couple.
Let's hear
that
it.
That Kevin Love joint was definitely one. Mm-hmm.
You might have put him in. If you would have made that, you might have ended his career, bro. Not to cut you off, but if you would have made that shit, that might have been the end of Kevin Love.
That was definitely one, you know, I wish I could get back. I think my teammates can tell y'all, I think it was like a timeout, like the next play. And I was in the huddle punching my hand, like, bro, like, it was right
there. That would have been some shit. That shit was still on top plays and you missed it. That's how bad that motherfucking dunk was.
Another probably would be, you know, the Kyrie game. You know, that battle between me and Kyrie and being able to win that game. Another would probably be the game winner versus Charlotte. I feel like that was a big time one right there.
Yeah, your first one.
Yeah.
Hey, that Kyrie game was special because I seen both of y'all. Kyrie put a move on one of y'all big men with the hesitation.
Off the screen.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Y'all was going at it. That was good basketball, man. I can't wait to see y'all. I want to see y'all go at it for years to come, man. That's going to be
a long time.
Yeah. I still look back at that game right there. It's, you know, you got so much to learn with that game right there, especially if you're a guard. Mm-hmm. That battle right there was definitely one to watch. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel the pressure of being a franchise player? Do you ever think about, like, how much weight is on your shoulders? Like, the city expects you to take them to the promised land. Being a young player, having an amazing rookie season, you're going to win Rookie of the Year. Do you ever let that creep in your mind, or is that part of what your dad was preparing you for back in the day?
I feel like my dad actually, you know, prepared me for that moment. My mom used to tell me I'm beneath no one. My dad used to tell me I'm trained to go, basically. This is what I'm here for. It's what I work for. It's what I want. So, you know, going in, I don't think about it too much. I continue to, you know, try to be me, do what I do out there, and eventually, you know, everything will just work out. So,
is there one player, past or present, that you would actually, let's go past, because you've talked about present, someone who, a former star or a former player that you wish you would have got a chance to play against?
Oh, man. I got two. I got Kobe and Jordan, man.
The two legends.
I need that battle right there.
Talk to us about it, though, because you're a lot smaller than them. So talk to us what goes through your mind when you think about matching up with those two.
Man, that, like you said, they put on their shoes the same way I do. So
Goddamn,
I'm going into that matchup, you know, liking myself.
as you should.
Yeah, I mean, if I go in there saying, all right, they got
anything
me,
less,
I done lost it's already.
Man,
I done
that, lost that already. That don't come out of our mouth. That don't come out of our mouth to
no
this
way.
Day. Never.
So I'm going in that matchup, you know, ready to take on that challenge. And it's definitely one, you know, I wish I could have.
That's what's up. So, getting down to the end, what are who are some of the artists you're listening to right now?
I listen to
Baby.
Yeah, he definitely number one. I listen to some YoungBoy. You know, you got Drake. Yeah. My dad still play the old school Jay-Z.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Isn't it crazy to hear Jay-Z called old school? I love it. That shit is crazy to me, though.
Because he be playing some songs I think was out before I was born, man. So
that's
he be looking
crazy.
At me. He get a hit little crazy. Song and me think he doing something, man.
Yeah, I mean, me and your dad around the same age, so that same stuff he listening to, I be jamming it to around the house.
Yeah, but, you know, funny. I still listen to some of the throwbacks. You know, you got the Wayne, the Jeezy.
Yeah,
you know, you still got those guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
Straight
up.
And it's a lot of tough guys, you know. Just throw it on shuffle, man.
Hey, what rapper you want to see name drop you in the song?
Because you know once you say it on here, it's going to happen. So
yeah, it's go. It's good as gold. So
yeah, I need that Lil Baby or Drake.
Oh, you gonna get it.
They gonna hear from this show, so that shit is coming. Trust us.
Yeah, I
need that one for sure.
Do you have one song that would kind of be like your theme song to either your journey, your life, your mindset? Like, what is your one song that represents you feel like to the fullest?
Dreams to Reality by Lil Baby.
Yes, sir.
Put my fam who went to the draft with me, I actually put them on that song. And I was playing it. Now they know every word of it.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give you a song you to look up and listen to while you're working out. It's called Tears Came From Making This Dream by Street Military.
Tears Came From
look
Making
That Song
This Dream.
Up and then check it out. Street Military. Tears Came From Making This Dream. Yeah.
Tears Came From Making This Dream by Street Military. Search that real quick. Just so I can have it in the history.
I want you to check that out.
We recently had, like I said, early on, we gave you a numerous people gave you shouts out as their favorite player and one of the most exciting players to watch. What did you think just the other day when we had Wayne on and he, you were the first name he brought up? What did you think about that?
And a legend. Definitely, you know, one of the guys who got a lot of respect in this rap game. A guy, you know, I still listen to. So being able to hear one of the, you know, the greats mention my name is definitely big time. I think I sent it to everybody in my family.
The first name he mentioned, too. As soon as we asked him the question, the first name he said was your name.
Yeah. So I definitely, you know, sent that out to the fam. Like, yeah, this right here, big time right there. But much love.
That's what's up. We got some quick hitters. We appreciate your time. Hopefully we can get you in studio. We didn't want to dig too deep on stuff. We want to get you in studio and really catch a vibe. So we kind of just wanted to cover the surface on some of this stuff. But we got some quick hitters to end this. Jack, go ahead and hit it with the quick hitters.
Who you think should be a guest on our show? Quick hitters.
Quick. Let me see. I said Trae Young.
We working Trae on Young. Him as we speak.
We gonna get Trae Young. Okay. Most underrated
Trae
player.
Trae Young, we coming for you.
The most underrated player in the league right now. To you.
Jrue Holiday.
Oh, man. I think everybody, we asked that question. Everybody say that name.
He one of them guys, man.
Yeah, he don't get the respect he deserves, but us who know the game, we know he a dog.
Yeah, for
Straight
sure.
Up. Straight up.
All right. During quarantine, we all at home right now. What you currently binge watching?
Money Heist.
Ooh, Money Heist. I'm
how,
on that
how
shit.
How was that? I passed by it a couple times. How was that?
It's smooth. I just got into it.
What episode
are
you on?
I'm on like 3. I started yesterday.
Yeah.
So
dope. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on, it's good right now. Yeah. It gets straight to episode 6.
Yeah, it's starting to go, too. I'm on episode 6 right now. I just started a couple days ago. That shit goes.
Yeah.
I got to get on that. You at home, quarantine again, watch your binge. You say you're binging. What you snacking on while you're binging?
I don't really snack too much. My dad normally cooks almost every 3 hours, so we kind of eat good over here.
Yeah, you got to eat good, especially when you can't run and work out like you really want to. So you got to be careful with that. All right, favorite retro jersey?
The Vancouver.
Oh,
that Vancouver, man. Yeah.
That was Mike Bibby in there, right?
Hey, now hold on now. I have one. I played preseason with him that year with Mike Bibby and him. I played the whole preseason. Yeah, I should have made the team. I was second or third in scoring during preseason. And I had the number one Jacks. I still had that jersey. Boy, that is definitely one of the cleanest jerseys, bro.
Yeah, that's cold.
Nobody ain't never been to Vancouver. They said Vancouver's dope. I ain't never been to Vancouver. I heard they got hoes out there.
Yeah, and we illegal, too. But we're going to talk about that another time.
Straight up. Hey, one thing before we get out of here, man, I want to touch on. I think it's an amazing dynamic. So, mistake if I'm wrong, your mom and dad, you guys are all under one house. So, you guys live together during the season, too?
Yeah. We all stay together. It's
talk to us about
two sided house.
Talk to us about
that. They've been here, you know, through it all. It was, you know, only right that I brought them with me. One of the big reasons was coming into this league, not saying, you know, I can't handle myself and stuff, but being right now, you know, getting used to everything, still getting comfortable, it's allowed me to just focus, you know, and they can do stuff around the house and, you know, just let me do what I do. So
do they have to do chores for you now that you're the boss of the house?
my pops got to do everything. I make him cut the grass, wash the cars. We got to do all that.
Hell yeah.
I kind of wish I would have did that.
I'd be on the couch, I'd be like,
yo, bring me that remote.
I kind of wish I would have did that. I came in 2021. I kind of wish I would have brought my mom. You know what I mean? I think that would have helped me focus my early years and helped me get a lot of stuff straight too. It would have been easier on me too if I would have brought my mom. So that's real smart, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we just want to thank you for your time. We're huge fans. Continued success. Continue on that grind, man. Don't lose that chip. Never lose that dog, man. And just fuck the NBA up, straight up, man. You got a lot of support, man. Keep doing, continue to improve, and good luck the rest of the way, man.
Appreciate you coming on, little bro. Appreciate you, little bro.
Hey, that's a wrap. Special episode, quarantine edition, with the soon-to-be Rookie of the Year, Ja Morant. We want to thank him. Jack, great show, my guy.
Good job, my brother.
You can find this streaming on Showtime Basketball YouTube and all platform streaming podcasts.
All of them.
This life was all I ever wanted.
I'm not leaving. Not yet.
I was hoping you'd say that.
We gotta hit the streets, make some money.
People like us must destroy people like him. Buckle up.
Get Showtime free at Showtime.com.